Before I was quite awake, I had the sense that something was different. And a moment later, before I even opened my eyes, I knew what it was. There was light. Gone were the shadows that had lurked in my room since the beginning of the month. Gone, too, the gloomy corners and the air of mournfulness. The window was a pale rectangle, and from it there entered a shimmering paleness that illuminated every aspect of my room. It was so long since I had seen it that I felt a surge of joy, as though it wasn't just a night that had ended, but winter. It was as if spring had come. The cat was on the window ledge, gazing intently into the garden. Hearing me stir, he immediately jumped down and pawed at the door to go out. I pulled my clothes and coat on, and we crept downstairs together, to the kitchen and the garden. I realized my mistake the moment I stepped outdoors. It was not day. It was not the sun, but moonlight that shimmered in the garden, edging the leaves with silver and touching the outlines of the statuary figures. I stopped still and stared at the moon. It was a perfect circle, hanging palely in a clear sky. Mesmerized, I could have stood there till daybreak, but the cat, impatient, pressed my ankles for attention, and I bent to stroke him. No sooner had I touched him than he moved away, only to pause a few yards off and look over his shoulder. I turned up the collar of my coat, shoved my cold hands in my pockets, and followed. He led me with a purposeful, even step, tail raised like a tour guide's umbrella, signalling, "This way, follow me." Under the arched entrance to the winter garden, he paused. He looked left and right, intent, saw something, and slunk off out of sight toward it. Curious, I tiptoed forward to stand where he had and look around. A winter garden is colourful when you see it at the right time of day, at the right time of year. Largely, it depends on daylight to bring it to life. The midnight visitor has to look harder to see its attractions. It was too dark to see the low, wide spread of hellebore leaves against the dark soil. Too early in the season for the brightness of snowdrops. Too cold for the daphne to release its fragrance. There was witch hazel, though. Soon its branches would be decorated with trembling yellow and orange tassels, but for now it was the branches themselves that were the main attraction. Fine and leafless, they were delicately knotted, twisting randomly and with elegant restraint.